Hello, welcome to the Lewisburg United Methodist Church podcast. Thanks for joining us today. For sermon notes and videos related to this message, please visit lwbumc.com.
Good morning. My name is Alice Hollingsworth. Throughout my life, there have been many people that have influenced my faith journey, but the one person that has had and continues to have the most impact was my mother, Gwen Klingman. My story this morning is just one example of how Mother witnessed and started me on my faith journey. 1 Peter 4:10 says, As each has received a gift, employ it for one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Early in our lives, my sisters and I realized that our mother, Gwen Klingman, was a doer who took advantage of every opportunity to do more. She taught us by example that you never take more than you can give. She always fed people, our classmates, transients that were sent to her, people that may not have had enough to eat, the osteopathic students, and anyone else that might have been in need. When she originally started sending out meals from her store in downtown Lewisburg, she told us it was because she could not stand the thought that someone might be hungry or lonely. She said that a friendly face at the door and a hot meal can make a huge difference in someone's life. When Mother found out that she had macular degeneration and could no longer drive, she recruited different people in the community to deliver the meals, including me during my lunch hour at work. When Mother had to stop working and close her store, her biggest fear was that the meals would not continue to be delivered. She was profoundly relieved to find out that Shepherd Center would prepare and deliver the meals and that volunteers would be the human contact that was so important to her. Mother did not care about someone's socioeconomic standing or his or her ethnicity or anything else that may classify people. She included all, and she cared about hearts, doing everything she could to lessen the burdens that rest in many hearts. When Shepherd Center started Gwen's Meals, I couldn't deliver the meals due to work responsibilities, but I knew that when I retired, the very first thing I would do would be to volunteer at Shepherd Center to deliver Gwen's meals. The last 2 years delivering meals have meant so much to Luther and me. Not only have we gotten to know the staff and volunteers of Shepherd Center better and admire their work of service to others, but we have felt the outpour of love from those at the various churches that prepare the meals. Each time we deliver a meal, visit with a recipient, and see their appreciative smile, we feel Mother's presence and know she is smiling because a life has been touched and a bit of loneliness or heartache has been eased. Mother served large portions of food to nourish bodies and even larger portions of love and caring to nourish souls and spirits, addressing the physical and emotional needs of those who might otherwise feel that no one cares. There is a quote that says, "A bird may fly away, yet we still can recall its song." Her song has left an indelible mark on me. I pray that we all go forth with the same kind of spirit that Mother exemplified, and may your song leave an indelible mark on every life that you touch. Thank you.
Drives all my fears. Let us all please stand for the reading of God's Word.
Today's scripture reading is from John 10, 11 through 18. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock and one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. This is the word of God for the people of God.
The last couple of weeks and the next couple of weeks, we're talking about Jesus's I am statements. And what I love about that is it means that we have a God who wants to tell you about who he is. And the reason he wants you to know who he is so that we can be in relationship with Jesus. So this week, Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. So I have a picture up above of a sheep. And some of you have been around sheep or maybe even raised sheep far more than I have. So I would like for you to call out to me some ways that you might describe a sheep, some of their characteristics, some of their personality traits. What have we got? Dumb. We'll just start with the real deal here. Okay. What else?
Stubborn.
Somebody ever? What did you say? Placid. Yes, they eat your grass.
Smelly.
They smell. They do what with the wolves?
They provide wool.
I thought you said wolves. Yes, they do provide wool. They do. What did you say?
They provide lamb chops too.
Stop. I am not saying that out loud. They all look alike. They are a herd animal. They like to be with a flock. Anything else that describes a sheep? Well, I'm going to read to you what I discovered, not by raising sheep, but by Googling sheep. Here's what a shepherd said. The shepherd said this: among the animal kingdom, sheep seem to have come out on the short end of the stick. From all accounts, they are limited intelligence. When it comes to finding food, they are uncreative. As creatures of habit, they will follow paths to a desolate place, even though not far from them was excellent grass. Sheep are given to listless wandering. There are even accounts that they will walk into an open fire. Shepherds will tell you that they are timid and stubborn. They can be frightened by the most ridiculous things, though at other times nothing can seem to move them. They are absolutely defenseless. Of all the animals, they take the most work. Jesus is our good shepherd, so what are you? So you are a piece of work. You are a lot. You are a lot on Jesus. You know, this idea of the word good in the Bible was translated, of course, from Greek. So when we say good, we can sort of think of that as average or maybe a little above average. But the word for good shepherd is from the word kalos, K-A-L-O-S, which is the Greek word for good. And I want to tell you what that word means. It means praiseworthy, genuine. Good means comforter, excellent in character and morals. You know, in our Connect groups this fall, many of us were in small groups, and we all studied the same passage from Psalm. And my favorite verse in that psalm was the verse that told us that everything God touches, everything God does, everything God is good. Jesus is our good shepherd. Last week, Reverend Tim, I wasn't here. I was out of town. And what I love is that we now have on our website a podcast. So if you miss a sermon, you can just click play and you can hear the whole thing. And I'm glad I did, because he told this story of someone that said, be careful who you let on your bus, which is sort of a synonym for be careful who you listen to, be careful who you let into your life. And so last week, he sort of shared with us about this idea that there could be thieves in your life. This week, Jesus doesn't use the word thief, but he does use something that's similar. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd, but there are a bunch of hired hands that sometimes you can confuse for the voice of Jesus. Here's how Jesus said it. In verse 14 of our passage, he said, I know my sheep. I know you well. I know you full well. But do you know what the hired hand says? I don't really care who you are. The good shepherd in verse 16, Jesus says, I own you. You are mine. You belong to me. But do you know what the hired hand says? You're on your own. Good luck. Verse 17, Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. I will lay down my life for you. Do you know what the hired hand says? I will run when things get hard. I want us to look at those three things that Jesus said about himself, about why he is a good shepherd. And the first one was that he knows you well. See, sometimes we don't always listen to his voice. We listen to the hired hand's voices. And I want to identify for you some of the hired hands in our lives. One of them is just ourselves. I don't know if you're like me, but sometimes I just would rather shepherd myself. Okay, God, you can have this part of my life, but this other part, I am okay, and I will manage myself. This is what a therapist said about the self, a Christian therapist. Self is a black hole. It is a bottomless pit that continually sucks the life out of you and out of other people. It's endless neediness. It refuses to be satisfied for fear that it will no longer exist. If the self is ever exposed or pointed out or confronted, it will react in explosive defense and it will not die. I think one example of how I know whether I'm living in the self or not is to check my list of worries and anxieties. What if a worry and anxiety is really my spirit asking, could I shepherd myself a little better? Do you think that I might should take charge of this part of my story? Because I'm not sure the good shepherd's got me. Another hired hand in our lives are just other relationships. Sometimes folks put a lot of stock and energy into that one person that they think will make them whole, will bring them satisfaction, will nurture them. Sometimes we surround ourselves with toxic people that we know are taxing, and we know they're not good for our spirits. For some reason, we spend a lot of time with those hired hands. Sometimes we have someone that's not that imperfect that's in our life, but we spend way too much time trying to change them and control them and fix them and hope that they'll turn out the way we want them to. Another hired hand is just those world distractions that we all struggle with sometimes. Money, security, that goal that I have in mind, the career that I want to build, retirement. All of these things are good things often, but they're just hired hands. The good shepherd knows you best, and that means he knows what's best for you. The good shepherd also said, I call you my own. And you will recognize my voice when I speak to you. When Annie, who is now in 10th grade, was in 7th grade, we had not moved here much before that, we got a phone call from my mom, very upset. In fact, she was in tears. She said, I hate to be the one to tell you this, but your Annie is drunk, and she is in a car accident, and this man just called me to tell me all about it, that she was on a field trip at school, and they'd been drinking, and they were in this big wreck, and she needs $1,000 to get out of jail. I hate to tell you that. Well, thankfully, Rudy, who is quite familiar that would be a telemarketer, that voice was not the voice of where she belongs, said, call that telemarketer back, and let's all have a conversation. Well, wouldn't you know, that was a false statement. We did call EGMS and say, could you put your eyeball on Annie and make sure she's in the building? She was. In seventh grade, Annie was still wearing a big bow in her hair. I mean, she's the last person you would think that would be out doing what she was called on doing. You know what happens? Sometimes there's those voices that tell us untruths about who we are, that tell us things that are not true about you and about me. We get it. Telemarketers are not our friend. You know that strange voice on the other end of the phone is not somebody you want to share your life story with. You probably have never asked a telemarketer to pray for you about something that you're struggling with. You've never asked a telemarketer, where's a good doctor in my area? But oftentimes, those hired hand voices in our lives can be a little tricky. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. He says, I will lay down my life for you. In fact, here's how he says it in verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired hand will run when he sees the wolf coming. He will leave the sheep because they are not his, and he is not their shepherd. Here's the good news about your good shepherd is that when tragedy strikes, Jesus will not run. When you fail, Jesus will not walk away. When you and I tell Jesus that same anxious worry over and over again, and we've told him it the same thing 10 times, Jesus stays and he hears you. I looked up what the shepherds were like in ancient days while they were shepherding and why this passage was kind of in the era that this passage was written. And here's what I learned. The Eastern shepherds during the ancient days would walk right before their sheep so that they could set them in the way of their step. In other words, they would have the sheep follow right behind them, literally in their footprints. That means that the sheep would never experience or even place their foot where their shepherd had not gone first. See, Jesus walks before you. And he lets you step right into his footprints because he is your good shepherd. Many of you are familiar with the version of the Bible called the Message version. A lot of us use this version, and it's kind of a new and relative way to hear the scriptures. And the man who wrote it is named Eugene Peterson. Eugene passed away on Tuesday, and his family shares a story about what happened on Tuesday as he went to the thin place. That little place between earth and heaven where you're not quite with Jesus yet, but you're definitely leaving the earth. They all surrounded him, and they said that he began to talk to people that weren't in the room. Probably angels, maybe Jesus, maybe his maker. But the last thing that he whispered, he said this, "Let's go." What a beautiful reminder that Jesus says, "I will walk every step with you. Let's go." And those were Eugene Peterson's last words on this earth. So what about those hard times? Some of you mentioned that sheep can be dumb, that sometimes we can be stubborn, that sometimes we doubt that our shepherd's taking care of us. So I want you to remember these two things. Every time that you begin to doubt that the shepherd may not be as good as you thought, I want you to remember these two things. The first thing comes from a minister named Dr. Bonar from the 1800s. He grew up in the highlands of Scotland and was around sheep all his life. Listen what he says. A sheep often wanders off into rocks and gets into places that it cannot get out of. The grass on these mountains are very sweet and the sheep like it, so they will jump down and get themselves on a cliff and they cannot get back up again. The shepherds hear them crying in distress. They may be there for days while the shepherd waits patiently. They asked him, why don't the shepherd go down and get the sheep as soon as he falls down the cliff? Ah, said the pastor, they are very foolish and they will dash right into their death. I have to wait until they are faint or they cannot stand before I can pull them out. He went on to say that if you're a wanderer, if you're someone that sometimes strays from the good shepherd, we need to be reminded that he will bring you back. But oftentimes it's the moment that we stop trying to save ourselves. When that moment when we're willing to let Jesus save us in his own way. Let us be reminded of that. And let me remind you of one other thing, in case you ever doubt that God is not good, that he is not your good shepherd. The good shepherd often takes his sheep out of the safe place, out of the gate, out of the fenced-in area that's most familiar to sheep, out of the barnyard, and he takes them out to the open pasture where there's green. But as you look out there, sometimes that can be scary because that's a big, wide-open space, and it's unfamiliar. But it's also exciting, and only your good shepherd can take you to that place. So let me leave you with this question. Where is it that our good shepherd is walking with you today?
Thank you for listening to this teaching from the Lewisburg United Methodist Church. We pray that you are blessed by God's word. For additional teaching, resources, and podcasts, as well as who we are and our upcoming events, please visit our website, lwbumc.com.